Testimony, and then Rich is going to speak, and we're going to see how what the Lord does here today. He's going to do some great things, I believe. This is not going to be Super Bowl Sunday. This is going to be Super God Sunday. How's that? Because he sure is a super God. Jim, won't you come ahead and share your testimony?
Is this working? Test. It's not working. Okay. The one I use back here.
These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Are we listening? Do y'all have joy? Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Let's be honest. These things I have written unto you, that my joy, might remain in you, and that your joy, might be full. This week I went through some interesting tests. I've had C-scans on my face and C-scans on my chest. I did a C-scan on my face, and my primary physician said, I want to send you to an ENT. There's something there. I said, okay, so we went to him. And then my cardiac specialist, the C-scan they took on my chest, he said, you got 4 or 5 spots that don't look good. Probably need some stents or something like that. So we're going to do an angiogram. So okay. So I was in the hospital this week, had the tube ran up into the heart and all that good stuff. And while I was doing it, I said, well, Lord, on the face, if I got cancer, what do you want me to do? He said, nothing. I don't want you to do nothing. I said, well, I'll fight it with everything in my power. He said, what for? Why do you want to fight something that's already been taken care of? Why do you want to give something a name? Because when you give it a name, you're saying it exists, that it has power, it has some authority over you and over your body. So I have cancer. I'm not saying that. But it's like the Lord was saying, we're in a new day, we're going to go a new way. And God is saying, I want my people to walk in my joy. I want them to stop walking in the circumstances of their life. I said, well, Lord, I know that whenever we have a problem in our body or finances, whatever the problem might be, I'm learning to not talk about the problem, but talk to the Lord about that verse where he said he sent his word and healed them. And so, Lord, I need a word when it comes to this chest thing. I need a word when it comes to the face thing. I'm just going to be still and know that you're God. I'm not going to lay here and recite all the scriptures to you. And I mean, the scriptures are wonderful, but he's the manifestation of everything that's in the book. And he's in me. So the Lord basically said, I don't want you fighting anything. And so the word that came to me was, I want you to have joy. Well, let's see, I might have cancer here. I might have some stents and... joy, huh? Well, son, that's one thing I want to talk to you about in this hospital room. Don't try and draw your joy from the circumstances of your life. Because when you're drawing your joy from the circumstances of your life, my job is good, I got money in the bank, my wife and I, praise God, all the circumstances of my life are great, I got joy. No, you don't. Because that's the joy that the world provides. And that's fleeting. I have a joy that remains. It remains. I want to talk to you about joy. I want you to stop operating on emotion. Somebody says you got cancer. Somebody says you have to have heart stents. Whatever it is, don't let those emotions roar up like a sea inside of you. Now, I realize that this is easier said than done, okay? And this is something that we've got to work at. And we've got to stay focused. I shared a verse with a brother this week. Little did I know that that verse was going to come back to haunt me. Haunt me in a good way. And so the Lord started talking to me about joy. I'm thinking to myself, well, Lord, I thought you were going to send all the healing verses from heaven that I could hold on to. No, I didn't get one healing scripture at all. By my stripes and Isaiah 53, I was all prepared to read that and chew on that for the next week while I went through these tests, the angiogram and all that stuff. He said, no, I'm sending my word. You asked for my word to heal you. I'm sending it to you. It's the living word. Don't operate. I mean, this is good. I mean, the Bible, please don't misunderstand me. I'm in it every day. But there's a living word. I want to take you a new way. You've crossed over Jordan. You're in the promised land. I want you to hear my voice. I want you to hold on to the living word. You're going to get your healings, but it's going to come through me talking to you about joy. I didn't expect you were going to talk to me about joy. I expect you're going to talk to me about healing. No, you got to stop living your life by the circumstances in your life and by your emotions. E in motion, energy in motion, emotion. And they're like a stormy sea. They just come up inside and they roar in you. You can't hardly hear anything. Your mind gets so cluttered. You can't sleep at night. And so when the storms came up against the boat and they all thought they were going to perish, the Lord said, peace be still. They learned a great lesson. They didn't perish. But God sent his word, and the word was in the midst of the storm. I'm going to speak to it, and I'm going to say to you, where's your faith at? Where's your faith? That's what he said to the disciples. That's the lesson that they had to learn when they went through that storm. Instead, they said, Lord, don't you care? That was their response to the Lord. Don't you care that we perish? This is the man who came to die for them. Don't you care? This is what emotions and circumstances will do to you. It will rob you of your faith. So you got to be still. You got to shut your mind down. You got to wait on the Lord. And he will rise with healing in his wings. And those are the wings of the cherubim in the most holy place. It'll start rising in your heart. And so anyway, I went in for the angiogram, and Dr. Kariakis, he's looking all over the place. And he just, they said, well, if there's nothing wrong, if you don't need any stents, you'll go home tonight. But if we put some stents in, then you're going to have to hang around tomorrow, maybe as long as Monday, depending on how everything goes. And the doctor was, you know, probably 20, 25 minutes, half hour, whatever, up in there going around, and all of a sudden he says, hey, Jim, guess what? I said, well, he says, you're going home tonight. I'll be honest with you, I thought, no way. I mean, that was really what came to my mind initially, because the CT scan said there was four, possibly five blockages. One of them was 50 to 70% blocked, and then he talked about a couple of the other ones that were a certain percentage of blockage. And he said, no, actually, you really don't have any need of stents at all. He said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some medication to treat, I forget what it was, not plaque, but it, protein or something like that. He says, you got a little building of protein. He said, but I can treat that medically, and it'll chew the protein up. And then when I went talked to the ENT about the side of my face, he says, I see what your primary physician saw. He says, but it's a daggone little. He says, I couldn't even get a biopsy of it. He said, I'm just going home. Ain't nothing I can do, really. He said, you know, you might want to come back once a year or something and take a CT scan. But he said, other than that, it's not worth messing with. So, but I went through that, and I don't really believe that God put those things in my arteries, and I really don't believe that God did that to my face. I believe that God used all those circumstances to get me to just be still and know that he's Lord over the roaring seas, know that he's Lord over cancer, knowing he's Lord over heart problems. Just be still and know that he is God. Amen.